This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed, episode number 27. Mm-hmm. For those actually paying attention,
we know who you are.
We know who you are because we have a lot of followers that are closet. Closet followers. Mm-hmm. That we've missed number 26.
Nowadays.
We have closet followers.
And,
is that okay to be in
the... come out of the closet.
They've been coming out of the closet one by one.
That's the cool thing nowadays.
They're like, do you know that, you know, I've been listening? I'm like, you have?
Oh my God.
Gender fluidity. It's all a rage.
So as you can hear...
I think we're talking about two different things. Already.
We have Joey C in the house.
Love
you. Yep. And then we have B-Side.
What up?
All right. So,
Wait, I just want to say something.
Because
I just want you to understand something. Your podcast cost us podcast subscribers every single week. I just want to say, every time we have a podcast.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I'm going to show you. So, every time we have the Alicia Unleashed.
Yeah.
And I know that you have a lot of fans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan. I love your podcast. But, you know we are Good Morning Gloucester skews, right?
Yes.
We skew towards 60-year-old ladies that sit home and check out the blog.
Right.
And freak out when there's a swear word.
Well, mind you, I have a disclaimer.
Uh-huh.
So
all right.
That's all I can say.
Right.
I have a disclaimer.
Right.
And not for nothing, my name is Alicia Unleashed.
And if you're coming in at episode 27, you haven't, and you're shocked by anything we say, you really have been living under a rock.
You haven't figured it out yet. No. Just pass.
Yeah.
If it's not you, then pass.
Yeah.
And let the people that do want to hear, because I anticipate your podcast.
Which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Huge fan.
Awesome.
I'm a huge fan.
Number one fan right here.
It's good.
Joey C, number one fan.
Yep.
So I just have to, for our closet listeners, and they're like, how'd you go from 25 to 27? Well, we taped 26 yesterday.
With Kyle Danicus. Who always brings the heat.
Right.
Always talk. I don't think there's an episode that goes by that Kyle doesn't talk. Somehow or other, puts in some kind of comment about her coochie. Doesn't she? And it's like she manages to slide it in, whether she's taking a pee on the backside of Wingersheet Beach, or she's shaving up her cooch because she thinks it's going to be a beach day.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on here, these people?
Yes. So, I mean, we went off. It was almost like, you know, the whole cast that will never be done. Actually, it wasn't as bad as the whole cast. Definitely not. But, you know, just saying, it's a lost episode at this point.
I think, it's going to be aged like fine wine. At some point, the court's
going to be okay. We can play it in probably
I listened to half of it before I came over.
Right. That's the good half.
And I think
the last half was also pretty fucking good.
The last half was fucking hilarious.
I think you can edit that, though. If there's certain things that you're worried about,
It's one line.
Actually, no, it's not one line. It's a couple of topics at this point in time.
Oh, someone don't got that brave face on anymore. Oh, God.
Oh. But other than that, it was great. Especially our closing song. That was amazing.
Yeah, that we both
the
interrupted.
Thing. We could use that as a closer tonight.
So tell me, let's talk about Bridget's fingernail polish. What's going on?
What do you mean?
I mean, you have yellow and you have gray.
I have beige.
Beige.
Yes.
And then you have bright yellow. Yeah. Like lemon yellow.
That's my accent nail.
Oh, so is that a thing nowadays?
It has been a thing for a minute. You know, I don't want to have those spikes like Rihanna has. Because how do you pick your nose like that?
So you basically have three fingers, one thumb, all beige, and then one finger yellow.
Correct, yes.
Right.
And last week, they were all yellow, and that accent finger was pink.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who does your nails?
I do them myself.
You do them yourself.
Well, they're not that fantastic, but you know, I did them actually here with Alicia yesterday.
Okay, and Alicia, you went you. Those are professional.
Yeah, these are professional. These are my gel from Erin from Couture, my dream team. She's part of my dream team. And does my nails and my feet. And Couture is right across from your wharf.
Okay.
Right over there. That's where I go. Erin, what's up, girl? But yeah, I do. Mine are gel.
I'm a huge fan of the no slight to Bridget. I'm all about the
French. Manicure. Yeah.
I work in a warehouse. So, I can't be fancy pants like that. So
you fancy, huh?
Because my hair ain't not a day.
Are you doing physical labor?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like what kind of physical labor?
Lifting 30-pound boxes every 20 minutes, packing kits that we create.
Oh, can you say your job or no?
It's part of my company, which is a direct sales company.
Direct sales?
Yeah, it's a direct sales company. Out of Ipswich.
Yeah?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, so.
It's really funny because that's the headquarters of Ipswich.
Do you ever go to Riverside Pizza?
I've not been there, but a lot of people, I know.
I've never been there either.
Everyone makes that face at me, and it's just, I work 8 to 5, and then I come home.
Well, you get to try it. You have, just so you can say.
That I've tried it.
That you've tried it, you have to say.
I've always wanted to go, and I haven't got to solve that either.
It's old school. Well, this is you're talking about two different.
No, two brewery. Different things. But I'm just saying, Ipswich. There are some great things in Ipswich, and I haven't been to them.
There's a new brewery there.
There is.
Yeah, they got a new.
The Ipswich Brewery.
Yeah,
they do. Where's that?
They took over this big old Ipswich industrial Ale. Building. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the hell's that?
Ipswich Ale's right on the main drag. They the brewery's right there. They actually opened it up so the public can go in and drink.
Really?
Right there. Yeah.
They spent some money there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Clown Shoes is there. And stuff like that too.
What's that?
Clown Shoes is a beer. It's a craft beer.
Okay. I'm not a huge beer drinker, so. Yeah. But I feel like we need to like do some Ipswich time or something. Like yeah. I feel like
the
we need to go.
Probably should drive home.
Yeah.
But pizza, we can have pizza.
For the pizza. So, but no, anyway, you should. Everybody needs to experience Riverside Pizza because it's like an iconic Ipswich thing. If anything is iconic in Ipswich, Riverside Pizza is.
Riverview.
I'm sorry.
Riverview. I can't believe I haven't been there yet. But I hear nothing but amazing things always.
That's what I hear, the same thing.
Beach stickers. Did everybody was planning to go to the beach this week. Did you get your sticker?
I didn't. And you know what? When I thought yesterday was a beach day, which clearly wasn't, I was clearly pissed. I was like, oh, I didn't get my beach sticker and I really need to. Even though I like Niles, I only go to Niles. So,
but they'll ticket you in the house if you
don't. Oh, I know they will, but you can also park on the street if you don't have one. I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna have to park on the street. But I really need to go get my sticker.
Yeah, everybody needs to go get this.
Yeah,
sticker.
Definitely.
That's the point of that. That's
like right now.
See, the problem is I have to go to City Hall and ring my lease because I have a leased vehicle and they won't give it to me right at the parking lot of Stage 4 to go to the dog park. So, my dog and I have gotten creative and parking down the boulevard and walking all the way up to the dog park. But, you know. And
you have like a mini dog park in your yard.
Yeah.
You have a good yard. You have a great yard.
Yeah. Sometimes we need something different though. Change of scenery for her.
Yeah.
You know. Plus, you know, we meet friends places.
Yeah.
Puppy friends.
Yeah, I need that sticker. I do.
Does your dog have sex?
Well, what?
Why?
What?
No, she was talking about the dog being lonely. I was wondering if the dog had sex.
No, the dog needs puppy friends. It needs to socialize or else it'll be a fucking menace to society. Which everyone in this neighborhood thinks she is anyway, and that's good because I don't want you fucking coming in my yard. Throwing shit in my yard, too.
Mm. This is like one of your major themes of your podcast.
Because she's on
on Friday night, a girl crashed into the telephone pole.
Outside her house.
Outside my house, and I went to the bathroom, like, the bathroom window to find out what the hell happened because my whole house shook. And she looks up and she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I was texting, as she throws a beer can into my yard. And then she tried to run away in the car, which was damaged. I got on the phone with the police. I'm giving them the license plate. And then she's like, no, I was only texting, and I was holding the beer can. And then, of course, my mother, the hometown hero, decided to take the beer can from me, like I'm 12, and threw it back at the girl's car and was like, take your trash with you. I'm like, no need to do
but that. But I said that was a brilliant move on life the girl's
in,
part.
Life in the deuce.
No, that was a brilliant... Love you, Melissa. That was a brilliant move on the girl's part because she said she was texting and they were going to let her go. They never breathalyzed her until they saw the beer can. And then she blew a what?
A 1.70.
Is that a lot? I don't know. The
legal limit is 0.08.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Right. 0.08 or 0.8?
Is it 0.8? It's 0.8.
Oh,
sorry, 0.8.
So, like, that's a big jump.
So.
But still, no. I told the 911 operator that she had been drinking and she had thrown a beer can in my yard. It was happening so fast that I think the cop was trying to get her story. He acknowledged what I had in my hand, and he was going to wait until, like, she calmed down a little bit. And then the other police officer...
And not for nothing. She was young.
Not for nothing.
She was young. 26 years old. And she had an open can in the thing. It's like, I thought at that age, you figured out that you don't have to...
You know what?
You don't have to have an open container while you're driving. Like, aren't you doing that in other places? Like, I don't know.
Fucking, like, she's lucky she's fucking, like, I get so irritated about this.
You live on a very dangerous corner.
I do. And the guardrail is down. And the guardrail's been down for, like, 10 fucking years.
They need to fix the guardrail.
And, by the way, that stop sign does nothing for nobody because I almost get hit daily.
Does nothing for nobody.
It doesn't. You live Those on people a... blast through there, like, bombing through there, no yeah. stop.
Yeah.
And when then I come they get out of my driveway. Yeah. I'm walking.
When I come out of my driveway, even to come out of my driveway, because, you know, Bridget and I live, my driveway is across
back
from her
back.
House. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it's like I come out of my driveway and people are just, they don't pay attention to that stop sign and just barrel out.
Can we talk about the fishbowl glass of wine that you have in front of you? It's a fishbowl.
Dollar Tree goblet, man.
I fucking love this.
That man. Glass could legitimately house 7 goldfish.
Napkin. Oh, is it coming out your nose?
It almost did. You can't. I'm drinking red wine, Joey. You can't.
I'm not joking. So,
you can't just do that to
so
me.
So there's this item that mm-hmm. is on my Father's Day wish list.
Coming out.
Yeah.
Is it the beer mug that can't hold a whole 6-pack?
No.
Oh, okay. Continue.
It is called the Lolo. I meant to talk about this. The Lolo lids. It's a lid.
Uh huh.
That goes on any like a standard size cup of coffee.
Uh huh.
But it looks like the top of a
Boob?
Starbucks cup.
Oh, okay.
Then you put you.
Is it silicone?
I don't know. You put your beer can up into it, and it fits inside your Starbucks cup, so you could like legitimately.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
By the way,
it insulates at the same time. I gotta put this on the block. I don't know what I've been.
How did you find this?
Sitting on this, I just came across. I think I saw it on Gizmodo. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Hold on. Here it is. The immensely pop.
Okay. Well.
You're talking. What are you doing?
I'm.
You
do, my
dog
dogs,
whisper. She's holding her hands up, making signs to the
yeah,
dogs.
Yeah, because
like
my dogs
understand.
Know to be quiet.
Okay. The Lolo lids snap on the top of almost any regular size canned beverage, be it beer, soda water, or pop, and allow your contraband beverage to be then inserted into a medium or large size paper coffee cup of your choosing. It doesn't have to be from Starbucks either, even generic.
Did you just see the size of sour cream she just put on that little piece of potato?
I have an obsession. Keep going.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I'm listening to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's just obscene.
Available in black or white versions to blend in with the cups used by your city's most popular coffee chain, the $12 reusable Lolo lids also create an airtight seal around your can when inserted into a paper cup, keeping to keep its content cooler longer. Is there a chance you'll still get caught trying to sneak a beer into a venue where it's not allowed? Of course there is. But until these become popular enough for security guys to catch on, they'll be foolproof.
There's the disclaimer. I love it. They have a disclaimer. There's
now,
a disclaimer.
Do you think you putting that on the blog, though, like, that's encouraging, like, all these nut jobs to come down for Fiesta and ruin our city? This is why we can't have nice things.
Oh, it's all the out-of-towners. No, none of us locals get drunk at Fiesta. I'm sure you're right. It's all the out-of-towners.
Oh, here we go. No, the out-of-towners come and try to start fights.
Yes.
The locals drink. The out-of-towners start fights.
Stop it. Fiesta, there were fights at Fiesta every year. Listen, as a kid, in the 70s, people would be fighting at the Fiesta. It's all testosterone. It's like coming out party for the summer. Everybody's hammered. Everybody's, all the group women are dressed up.
I'm going out.
How you going out?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going out this year. I haven't been out in Fiesta probably ever. I've been out once since I've been 21.
Oh, that's right. That was your thing, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to Fiesta out. Whites?
No, but I do have a crazy hot white striped in black dress.
That's what you wear.
Yeah, I'm totally going to do it. Totally Fiesta doing whites. It. But yeah, that's
my... Oh, can we talk about... Okay, fashion. We're going fashion.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Mandatory fucking... In my mind, there is nothing... I love white shorts on women in the summer.
I know you do. You like navy, you like that and navy something, right?
What?
You like navy... You like navy... I think you like the white shorts and the navy something.
Kate is obsessed with a navy and white...
Right. You love that with white shorts.
Well, she's obsessed with that type of top. But I'm obsessed... I love... There's certain looks that I just insanely attracted to. So, the white shorts in the summer.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the riding in the fall.
The riding boots?
The riding pants or the riding boots. Like the camel colored
I see. Yeah.
You know, that's a hard look. That's a good look.
The Han Solo look?
But I mean, where would somebody wear that outfit?
It's almost like they're almost like it's the.
It's a lazy outfit.
No,
it's
but
a good outfit.
It is a great outfit. It's almost like that was last generation's version of. When you think about it, they're almost like wearing yoga pants.
Well, we were talking about this recently and how, like, all of a sudden this concept of wearing your boots over your pants, like, when did that come a thing? Because back when we were in like high school, if we were to do that, we would have been made fun of for doing stuff like that. Now it's all the rage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like
ever
even
wearing Uggs maybe.
Yeah, even wearing the leggings with the boots. I'm known to do it. I do it all the time.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Not during the summer though. I actually just bought my first pair of white shorts and my first pair of white pants.
You have nice legs.
My ass.
You were wearing shorts yesterday and I think you have nice legs.
Thanks.
You are.
Thanks.
Don't start dyking out on me right now.
Why do you every time you're on this podcast, why do you gotta bring it that up? Like can't women just compliment each other? Shit.
I'm a fan of the dykes. I mean if I was a chick, I'd be a dyke. There's no question if I was a chick, I'd be a dyke.
You are a dyke now. Yeah. You are a fan. You are a fan of women. Oh, God. Thank God we have a disclaimer on this, because you never get away with this on anything.
There goes
else.
All the 60-year-old listeners, Joey, that you mentioned. It's all you talking about. Dyke it out.
I'm a one-woman dyke guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mary and Joseph. I apologize to all my friends that are listening. Because I know who you are. And I love you no matter what.
No matter what. If you're dyke or not.
I hate that word so much.
Oh, isn't that a word you don't like?
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people use it. That's cool. It explains a community. There's certain identification within that community, which, you know, a lot of people actually don't know about. And I know about it. And so it's an interesting concept.
Right. Because a lot of people...
How proud are you of the city that we did that gay flag at City Hall?
You know, I'm pretty stoked that happened. I hope that, you know, people can just accept it and just move on with their lives. If they're upset about it, then fucking...
I mean...
Just stay quiet about it.
You didn't hear any outrage over that. You heard everything was positive. But when Carolyn Kirk raised it at the Rotary, do you remember the shit show that...
No, because I wasn't hearing it.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So... I'm happy that there is no outrage and it's a positive thing.
Well, that's one.
It was just like 4 years ago when Carolyn did it, and it was like it turned into this shit show.
Right, because that was the first. Well, people don't like change, and that was the first time it had ever publicly happened in this city. So obviously, when something's happened for the first time somewhere, people are going to have something to say about it. And so now that it happened at City Hall. Okay, we've done it before. you know, one or two times, it's not, you know, now it's accepted. It's not a big deal. It's when it's you've done something for the very first time, ignorant people will come out and they will say something against it. Mm-hmm. So when Carolyn Kirk did that the first time, in conjunction with that, Varian raised the same flag at our facility. So Varian was very much a part of that as well, a supporter of that as well. Varian actually does it every year.
I love it.
Varian AMAT actually does it every year. And we had a lot of people go on Friday?
Friday, yeah.
On Friday. And everyone's like, oh, when's ours? Because, you know, they are known for doing that as well. So I think that is amazing. So congrats and, you know, to them. That
way to be like most of the country.
Gloucester. Love it.
Good job.
We're the polar opposite of the South where they what was that big controversy with the...
The bathroom.
The polar opposite of the whatever. Was that South Carolina or North Carolina?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty much.
So we had this conversation and mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. You just gave the eye.
Between the glass of sour cream and the wine. Like,
I'm looking at my dogs.
Look at your dog.
So because they're gonna bark. Okay, let's talk about Joey for a second.
The death stare you just gave your dog.
Let's just talk about Joey for a second. Every time we're in a podcast with Joey, he's like, if something happens, just stop where you are. Like, don't pay attention to it. Just keep going. Don't worry about it. I have my dogs diagonal from me who are dying to get out because Joey is definitely afraid of dogs. They're in the other room. So my dogs know sign language. They know my language of when I'm telling them to be quiet. And Joey stops talking altogether. Like, I'm just dealing with the dogs.
Sure they're not in attack mode. That's
Do they look in attack mode? They want to come. They want. You know what they really
you
want?
See how
they really want to just get in
there.
They crate.
Actually really want to go just in that crate, but it's behind you.
No, the problem is the ears are pinned back, and that's attack mode.
It's because they're upset.
Look at him. Champers is wagging his tail. Hi, Champers. So, see? Look at him.
So we got off track.
Yes.
So,
no, shocker for this podcast.
We never do.
No, so you were talking about we're talking about fashion.
Fashion, yes.
Yeah.
So we're talking about yoga pants and how I'm a fan of yoga pants.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking the discussion was certain thing fashion trends, the current fashion trends that drive you crazy or you like. One of my likes was yoga pants. I think it's an attractive look. Especially if you wear it with the right kind of shirt, you're not getting slutty with it. Bridget brings up that she can't stand it when women have it all jammed up in the cooch and they have camel toe. And my response was, there has never been a time in IRL, in real life, that I've ever known, I've ever concentrated staring at a girl's
because
cooch.
You are a dude. We have to worry about that as girls that wear yoga pants. I used to wear them at softball and I would ask them, yo, toe check. Just because I don't want someone to be like, hey, what's up with your camel toe? Or being talked about later on. So as a female, I notice it on other females if they don't have proper clothing.
I think that's
clothing.
A female thing, though, because I don't think guys look at girls' coochie. Guys look at boobs.
And it's not like I'm sitting there staring at it, like trying to examine it. But it's like, if it's right in my face and it's like hot pink or hot purple, it's like, are you not wearing like a shirt long? Why are you not wearing a shirt long enough to cover that? Or at least,
or why are you wearing anything appropriate underneath?
They
or
can't be
or
right. Yeah, but they can't be. Obviously, they can't be the right size if they're jammed up.
Exactly, and that's the problem too. Is like, why are you not shopping correctly for this stuff? Like,
are there certain kind of panties that will that make sure you don't have camel toe?
I don't know. What about those laser ones? Does those work?
Laser.
Joey definitely.
No,
No.
You can't bring her name up because she loses her mind.
I'm not.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm talking about you and in certain fashions, like you get into certain fashions, like you find out certain things. Like for instance, when it came to those laser panties, you were very into the type of material that they were.
Well, because
and
I don't
where
like
to buy
I don't
them.
Like lacy things that are gonna chafe up my junk when I'm rubbing up against them.
See, like Joey has like legitimate fashion, you know, concerns. Commentary and concerns.
Yes, absolutely. That's everyone does.
No, because some women, they think that they're being all fancy with the lacy panties, but they're actually like abrasive when you're, you know, when you're just trying to get up in there. You know?
I mean, wouldn't she take them off her? Oh, no, that's just probably me, sorry. I was like, no, we have gotten to that point.
Yeah, but sometimes they're like, you know, a little pre thing going on.
What is that like? I could try to just get in there.
But you're not wasting any time.
No, I'm not, because usually that's the only time I got. There isn't no snuggle time for me. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, this is, I think, the difference between my generation and your generation, too. I think young girls.
Oh, here it goes. Wait for it.
I think you girls are fast.
He called us young.
Wow, they don't call us the Fast and Furious generation for nothing, Joey. I mean, let's just
let me just point out. Let me just point out his age. He just said the word fast. Right? How many, like, seriously, I'm an old soul. I'm old fashioned. I know what that means. I'm surprised you know what that means. Anyone below 34 has no idea the word.
That's just based on the conversation we were having where she says, I'm not going to get that far because I'm going to rip my panties off.
I know, but you're
not. That's not what I said. I already got to that point because I'm in a rush. Because some old people might not have it for long.
I don't understand what you're saying.
It's probably better or not, yeah.
Is that the guy's fault?
That is a debate.
Oh, that's right. I remember these podcasts.
We're
talking about the guy that
comes. Oh my God, I'm dying! No! Turn your headphones down.
So
we're just gonna change that.
I'm just saying the word fast, like when you say girls are fast,
because we're like in the 1950s.
Right. It's just an old-fashioned word.
Okay.
I don't think anyone below there.
I can't go where I want to go right now.
I think that's a good poll though. Do you know what the word fast means?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think people under the age of 30 even know what the word fast means.
In the context of the conversation, though.
I mean, I wouldn't say
it was a nice way of saying it, but it's an old fashioned word and way of saying it.
I'm just on a time constraint, Joey. You know, I'm only on vacation for so long.
I see what you were saying, though. You had a guy that had a hard time keeping
people. Nope.
That's what you said.
No.
You just said that.
No, I didn't.
You used your finger and it went down like a limp piece of lettuce is what it looked like.
Is this another lost episode? Because I'm pretty confident on this one.
No, that's what you're saying.
Fucking whiskey dick, man. Why? Like, why do you guys
talk about people who listen? You know.
What? Oh, you have a boyfriend right now? Is it the guy?
No.
I thought he listened.
We have people that listen.
Closet listeners.
Oh, closet listeners. Oh, fans.
Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Whiskey dick is a thing, people. Fix it. I don't understand why guys get so drunk and then they're like, hey, let's do this. And I'm like, really? Because I don't play with spaghetti.
Stop. It's terrible.
Well, it's my honest truth. Like, I mean, I would say that to anybody.
Welcome to Bridget's life.
Fucking.
Yeah.
So
next topic.
Right. Let's go back to that fashion and those white shorts.
Right, we're talking. So, I don't know if I got my point across. As a man, I've never stared long enough at a woman's frontal region.
Right.
To determine if she had camel toe or not. The only time I've seen camel toe is like on like online websites where there are people pointing out, look at the camel toe on this chick. Mm-hmm. I've never like in real life.
Because I don't think guys are kind of oblivious to that thing because guys are not looking.
I feel like the reason why I notice it is because I'm one of those self-conscious people and I'm like, you should probably cover up. Like, I'm a more, I would say, modest person when it comes to stuff like that. Like, I'm not flashing my shit. I don't have shit to flash. But, like, you know, some people, I'm like, I don't need to see that. I don't. Like, it's just...
That's probably...
Do you think it's a conscious decision by a woman to actually go out with camel toe?
Not necessarily, but I feel like they make the conscious decision to wear too tight or ill-fitting clothing that would cause that. And then they're like, I'm just going to keep yanking on myself instead of changing.
Yanking on yourself.
Oh, yeah, pulling like, your pants. Yeah, like pulling the shorts down and stuff. You know those fucking booty cutter shorts with the denim pockets that are hanging out the end of the shorts?
There's the Daisy Duke.
Yeah, there's no need for that. There's no need for that.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You ain't Beyonce. You ain't Rihanna. Don't do it.
Oh, speaking of Rihanna.
Yes.
For the life of me, not even in the top 1,000. She got the most beautiful woman in the internet.
Oh, she did?
Like, yeah. Like, I don't know if it was People Magazine or something. Like, not even top 1,000 for me. I think there's...
Yes,
it's not an ethnic thing, because I find ethnic women attractive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just solely...
I don't think she's the most beautiful woman. No way. I don't think she's old enough for that.
I mean, old enough.
I think...
You have to be older to be considered?
What beautiful women have we had in their 20s or even maybe, I know we've had them in their 30s, but I want to say Jennifer Aniston, that is classic beauty right there. You're
bringing her back up.
We had this conversation. Laughable that she was the most beautiful woman.
Why?
Completely laughable.
Why?
She's a pretty girl. She's very attractive.
But she's timeless.
She's a very attractive woman. There are.
Yeah, because she paid for that timeless.
She's a solid nine.
Okay, who was?
She's a solid 9.5. We had this conversation on the Homie Cast.
And we had this conversation the same day on this cast.
Okay, solid 9.5, not for nothing, but out of 10, that's pretty good.
It's absolute. I'm not denying that. The most beautiful in the world. Billions of women. Billions. The world. A 9.5 doesn't cut it for fucking the most beautiful.
All right. So then who has been the most beautiful that got on the cover that you think?
Salma Hayek, I would agree with.
I don't know.
I don't even pay attention to People
Magazine. I don't know. I mean, I like Salma Hayek, but I know she was kind of a bitch when she was here when they were...
There has to be celebrity attached to it, I understand. Because every town has a woman in it that could be considered a 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so I understand there has to be a certain amount of notoriety that and celebrity so that it makes it a thing.
Right.
But Jennifer Aniston is a very beautiful woman to
put. So who has been in Most Beautiful Woman that you
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Sophia Loren.
Sophia Vergara.
Perfect example of like today's like of if it was today, she should be like
yeah. Okay. All right.
You agree with that?
Yeah. Who won Most Beautiful when I was the Most Beautiful Man? Who was that recently?
Jesus, the dogs.
Oh my god, seriously, it's Champers. Champers is like coconut.
He's fine. I just don't understand why it has to come to me.
Because you're new. He's already sniffed me.
Sniffed me out.
Did he go back in?
No.
Oh, because he likes Joey. Champers is like coconut.
It wasn't Hemsworth, was it?
I'll get it. Do you guys keep talking? That's alright. Don't worry about it.
Oh my Jeffers, he's not going to give you anything. It really is not going to happen. There you go. Okay? There you go.
Oh, it wasn't Gosling.
Oh. No, but he's beautiful.
Channing Tatum? No.
No, he's beautiful too.
Couldn't be Mr. Potato Head.
See, I guess it's like... with the guys, I probably can see a lot more and be like, yep.
Yeah, but I feel like for the guys, though, it's more about their looks than anything. Like... it's just like their bodies. It's not about their looks, their personality.
It's gotta be about the face. You know I'm about the face.
I know you're all about the face.
I've always been about the face.
Because, you know, every human has a face, except for this, that one human that doesn't have a face.
I'm all about the face.
And then he just shows up somewhere and you're like, you don't have a face. I can't talk to you.
Champ, you're freaking Joey up. You're freaking Joey up. You're okay around coconut. I don't understand this.
Coconut? Yeah.
She's
they're the most beautiful people that aren't there.
Most beautiful people?
Sexiest man alive.
Sexiest man alive.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh my god.
I love sour cream. I have an obsession.
Get some Greek yogurt too.
But I love sour cream. I've loved it since I was 2. And I can open the refrigerator.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
Yeah. Deserve it. Deserve it.
Yeah. He's Ryan Gosling's 10 times harder.
See, but I've been in love with Ryan Reynolds since I was 12.
David Beckham has won in the past. Yeah. There's two good. Those are legit. Those are legit.
Yeah.
But I feel like the men are so. It's so easy to pick them, like the sexiest man alive, versus like the woman, most beautiful woman, and like. Like for 2016, it's really a tough one because you got to look at the overall picture for her too. Can't objectify her by her body. You have to get her on her face, her hair. Like
Sofia Vergara, she's you know that cast has been winning Emmys every year. You know they're relevant. They're top of the game.
Yeah. And she just also married one of the sexiest men alive, Joe Manganiello. Yeah. He is from Magic Mike in True Blood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What's Magic Mike?
It's a male stripper movie.
What?
It's a male stripper movie.
I've got male strippers. It's Channing Tatum's real like.
Oh, I kind of remember that.
It was a terrible movie. Watch it on mute.
He's not gonna watch it on mute.
So,
I definitely
wouldn't. But really, is it like so bad that it's like
the plot? It's terrible.
Okay,
was it?
Well, but okay. Having said that. And you hadn't watched it, like you know what the thing's about. Would you watch it again for the visual gratification?
No,
not worth it.
Nah. I wouldn't like. That's why I haven't watched Magic Mike 2 either. It's like no, I wouldn't do
not
that.
Worth it.
Oh, you mean Magic Mike XXL?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Same thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, the plot line's supposed to be different, but like it lost me on that. I was like, I could care less about this.
Oh. I haven't seen either.
And it doesn't like I didn't go to the movie to be like, ooh, man.
Yeah.
I've been to Thunder Down Under. I've multiple times. Nah.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't care for male strippers.
Gross. I think,
yeah, that's
I
why
think,
I prefer
I think,
female
I think,
strippers
I think,
over male strippers.
What?
I prefer going to a female stripper.
Are you gender fluid?
Huh?
Are you gender fluid?
I can learn more better dance moves from them. What are you talking about? Okay. I've also,
not,
when I lived...
You haven't come out?
What are you talking about?
Oh, you said...
I prefer female strippers because I can learn dance moves. I also lived in a city with... I lived with 5 guys who were bouncers at strip clubs, so I was around strippers a lot. I went in there, it didn't really faze me. I've got the same parts. It's like, great.
There's a lot of girls who would rather see female strippers
than
male. A lot.
And they're hetero?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or are they not hetero?
They're hetero.
So what would you want?
Because it's not... Male,
it has nothing to do with sexual.
Male strippers is just a fucking joke.
Yeah, and they got back knee.
It's just a joke.
Roids, you know, girls.
My bachelorette, which I was a little bit disappointed, but because my friends and my sister, they know that I'm not into the male stripper scene. I'm not into stripper scene. I'm just not.
This is really gross.
And they brought me, and there was one guy. He came up to me and showed me his junk, and I literally laughed in his face. Like, I literally laughed. Oh. And I felt really bad. But I'm not into it. It's not my thing. It's not my scene. I'm not a fan of it.
It's kind
of
gross.
Not a fan of it.
Huh?
Why? What? Talking about males and their
man
junks?
Man parts are gross.
No, they're not pretty to look at.
No, they're not pretty to look at.
No. So, you know. But, so if you're a strip, so I don't go to strip clubs and I don't go to female strip clubs. But Aren't there certain strip clubs where, like, they have, like, different size women, like, different...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I would rather watch a curvy girl than a skinny girl.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between skinny and curvy?
Yes.
Is that the segue we were looking for?
Yeah, we try to go
fluid
on those, buddy. We just segue in. We don't just announce it. Hey, on the next topic.
We had a spirited debate earlier,
mm-hmm.
which said, your definition of a curvy girl and my definition of a curvy girl differ?
Right. Right. And that's the... okay,
you're saying
so
that this is where we...
athletic and curvy
Where we differ is that you say athletic and curvy are different.
Yes.
And I disagree.
Right.
I think if a girl has muscles and muscle tone...
That's athletic.
I think it's athletic and... But that doesn't mean you can't be curvy as well.
Well, when I think of curvy, I think of...
Stick fit.
Boobs,
I say
ass...
Hips, you
thighs,
gotta have the hourglass.
Nine yards. That is curvy.
I intimately know someone that has an hourglass shape.
Marilyn Monroe, curvy. Like, what's the old Sir Mix-a-Lot?
36.
That's what I'm saying.
Only if she's size 2. Or only if she's 5'2", sorry.
Oh, yeah, well, she's 5'2", which you are.
I am 5'2". But let's just say my curves are my ass. Because, actually, for me, like, curvy girls, I have a hard time finding clothing because the clothing that I like to wear, it actually is designed for top-heavy females. And I'm like, no, I am bottom-heavy. Like, I am not top-heavy.
So would you call yourself curvy even though you don't?
No, I call myself fat. Like, I like me some donuts.
You're sick. You're sick.
I am definitely, I'm working on it.
I would say curvy has it all. Curvy has it all. Has top, middle, bottom.
Right.
Curvy has it all. If you have just one or the other,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's curvy all the way.
I would say
curvy.
I'm a thick chick.
You're
thick around.
Yeah. Joey, are you familiar with the term thick?
I am. I just think that...
But your definition when you say thick
is
different, I bet. He's choosing his words wisely. I can see the... I can
calculating
smell the
that
word
one.
Burning.
I feel like this is
I think
the rest of the guys.
I think that where we differ, again, I'll just go back to this,
mm-hmm.
is that you say that athletic girls can't be curvy, and I disagree.
I think athletic girls can be curvy depending on your size. That's what I'm saying. Because if you're a stick figure with muscles and you have some, that doesn't mean that you're curvy. But if you are a certain size, like for me, like I think a perfect, curvy, athletic, muscular person is going to be a size 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. That's what I feel.
I don't agree.
But I mean, we can, you know, we're gonna agree to disagree.
We can.
But in the world, a curvy is not gonna be a size 6. It's not going to be. It's not gonna be a size 2. It's not gonna be a size 4. That's what society does
in
not see.
In the fashion world, plus size starts at size 8. So,
I know it's, which is stupid, but
right.
But yeah, I just think and thick. I would say what? People are thinking thick, anything 12, over a 12 and over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people struggle with that. Like, everyone struggles with their weight. Even girls that are size 0 struggle with their weight. And I know that
people
for a fact.
People think that I'm thin. I got a gut. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not...
You got a dad bod.
In the winter, at my peak this winter, I had a dad bod. I don't think I have a dad bod. Maybe you guys think
I do. I don't think you do.
I haven't seen you shirtless, so...
I don't think you do.
I'm not cut up right now, but I'm not...
You talked about this in the Homiecast dad bods. Like, Craig is a perfect dad bod. You know,
see, but
Eric
I find my
dad
bod to be a little different than everyone else's dad bod.
Well, what's
too.
Your dad bod?
Well, I feel like even with a dad bod, you still, like, are slender, and you just got a little pooch.
No, dad bods. No, not that's not
Listen,
what they were talking about.
My
that's
dad bod
not,
is Chris Hemsworth in my head. So
No, dad bods are not that at all. No, dad bods have meat on them.
Your basic softball player.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Drinks a lot of beer and just has like baby weight on.
Those are dad bods.
You know what I mean? Like they have like a little bit. Their boobs are not defined.
See, I played
a little bit of fucking. You know what I mean? Like
that's what you call thick for a guy.
I played softball with Tech Bros, so I don't necessarily know what the dad bod of softball.
So let's talk. Let's go back for a little bit fast. I'm gonna let you guys talk. I won't interrupt you. What fat to this like this year? Fashion trends drive you up a wall, and which ones do you like and embrace? Go ahead, Alicia.
I know you said you liked it, and I don't. I think the choker is fucking stupid. We did all that in the 90s, man. Like, and that came back at Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
At Coachella this year, Taylor Swift, and then you saw everybody with it on, is the whole choker thing. I hope it doesn't catch on.
I hope that doesn't come back.
Yes.
I feel
they
like
use it instead of a necklace.
I'm sorry.
That's the whole thing.
I'm going to say this with utmost respect to the Latina community, but white girls dressing like the cholas from the Jade video with the flannel tied around their like their shorts that are just too short and the tank top and the choker, that's not a good look. We did that in the 90s. We were made fun of. Don't do it. Like, just don't.
The flannel.
Yeah, the flannel, right? I'm like, wait a minute. You can't put fall looks with summer. Like, and we went out last night.
Well, that's like the thing. Like, these kids, like, all the, they're wearing these wool, like, beanie caps.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit oversized beanie caps, like these, like, the skateboarders and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like
the hipsters.
Like,
yeah.
It's like 95, right now, the X Games, 3/4 of the people had these wool, like, what do you call it? Like Shoreman's
beanies,
hat.
Yeah.
Shoreman's hat,
mm-hmm.
Whatever, you know. And I'm like,
they're sludge
like
beanies.
90, yeah, sludge beanies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 90 degrees out. What are you doing?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what are you
it's because their hair and they got such long hair. Is it the long haired kids that are doing it?
And just short haired kids, too. Yeah. We were actually talking about this yesterday. Is when did the tight and right beards become a thing? Like the facial hair?
Had a whole thing with
yeah,
beards.
Yeah, like when
yesterday.
Did that come? When did that come back? Like when did facial?
Well,
hair
right now it's like the for the guys. Like if you look, Conan O'Brien. No, not Conan. Who took over for Conan?
Jimmy Fallon
had a thing where he showed a graphic of the finalists for The Bachelorette,
mm-hmm.
and it's four guys. And they look, and he said, "Oh, it could be the Attack of the Clones because they're exactly the same. They have their heads shaved all the way around with the long, like, hair flipped over.
Oh yeah, with
like,
the line,
like the metrosexual
line.
With the line.
Yeah,
you know, it's like every.
I don't think metros exist anymore. Do metros?
Every guy in their 30s has this haircut. Like it seems like you know,
yeah.
like 20 to 30, I should say,
right.
not in their 30s, 20 to 30.
Right.
Like whether they have
that
the
line."
Right, whether they have the right hair for it or not,
they do it.
They're getting that haircut, like, because I think Julian Edelman started it last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's leaking all over the place.
That is why are you so disgusting? That is not true. If I said fucking like grilled salmon with avocado sauce, you're like, yes, like you drool about that. I can't drool about Julian Edelman. Come on, everyone can.
I'm just worried about her furniture getting all messed up.
Oh, you're disgusting.
So wait a second.
I'm a classy broad.
Let's get back to this subject.
So, beards.
So the guys, so this is the thing. So these four guys, the final contestants of The Bachelor, they looked identical.
Right.
Like the line with the hair, all the sides shaved on the
yeah.
head, the
yeah.
hair flick, like,
mm-hmm.
and like there's product in there.
Right.
And it's, you know.
Right.
And then facial hair, but like just, they must use a trimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like the perfect length and it's trimmed, like you see the line that they're.
Keep going. Keep going.
Wind through the whole podcast.
So they.
What?
So no, but these guys. Do you understand? Do you agree?
I do. So what's up with the beard, and why we have a beard like thing going on?
The beard thing's been going on for 2 years.
Why? Where did it come from?
The lumber section.
I want to say it started out with the whole mustache thing. Remember when they did the mustache for what was it?
Movember.
Movember, And then I think it moved
transformed
on to
into the
and I could be way off, but that's my guess.
Hmm. Huh. Because now it's stuck. And now everyone's with the flannels and the beards and everything like that.
Oh, lumberjack sexual. There.
Lumbersexuals. Yes. Kyle and I just being specific.
And 90% of the lumbersexuals are guys that don't work with their hands. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, that's why the lumber sexuals.
90% of them do not work with their hands.
They're not lumberjacks
and they
in
have
real life?
Desk jobs.
We don't have them in Gloucester? What? No lumberjacks in Gloucester?
And it's a subset of the brewmaster.
Yes.
The
brewery.
The brewery guys. Look. Like, you can go to a brewery in any city in the entire United States and every one of those guys looks exactly the same. They wear the same clothes. They are sporting the same beards.
And then you have the guys that have been wearing beards for their whole lives or the past 10 years. And you would think, and then now you start to couple them in with everyone else.
Are you
in the beard generation too? And they're like, no, I've had my beard for 15 years. So, no, I'm not. And
I feel bad for those guys.
What, that they've had their beer for 15 years?
They're getting lumped in with these posers.
Right, yeah. And they're like, well, I don't look good without it anyway. I don't even know what I look like when I shave my beard. And I think that's a good bet to make with people.
So I'm going to steer it back again because you still haven't answered my fucking question.
What's your question?
What fashion? Oh, chokers.
I said that.
Okay.
Chokers.
Rompers for me. Rompers and high-waisted jeans. And high-waisted
Why not
romper?
I think rompers are like the
one
super
piece.
Cute on the right person.
No. The waist falls weird. It's like the waist is up by your belly button, over your belly button, right? Where they kind of...
They
kind of
like ride up because I saw someone last night that looked like she was going to Coachella and it like was riding up.
They
and I was
have,
like, how
like
does
the,
that stay down?
The hammer is like at a weird spot, like over their belly button.
Mm-hmm. The high-waisted, the mom jeans are back.
Those high-waisted mom jeans.
Everything we wore in like...
Kelly Kapowski. All Kelly Kapowski.
Everything from
spot.
Saved by the Bell is coming back because MTV too.
Acid wash jeans.
Yes.
Zeke Everett.
Oh my God! I saw a guy wearing skids the other day, and I was like,
no,
stop I could
it.
Not get Snapchat
what
to work.
They're the plaid ones, and they have the skid, like the yellow skid on the back. No, are you serious? They're really skids.
Yes.
Are you sure? They were flannel.
Yes.
They were plaid.
Are
you serious?
I wish I could got my Snapchat up in time. He was walking so fast. I was
Stop it. Why? You should have asked him where you bought those. And if they were recent. I would have been like, excuse me, are you wearing skids? And if you did, please tell me those are not from the 90s. And did you buy them recently? And if so, where'd you buy them? Because I was...
probably a hot topic.
Skids were so expensive back in the day.
Yep.
ZCAP PGs were $100 back in the day.
Were parachute pants out by the time you guys came around?
Yes. Hammer pants.
MC Hammer.
And they're back.
Hammer pants and parachute pants, just because everybody says that they're not the same thing.
No.
Parachute pants were actually kind of like fitted, and they had zippers, and they were made out of like parachute material.
Did you wear them, Joey?
I didn't. Every single guy in my class, all the cool kids, I mean, I was actually one of the cool kids, but I just never got, you know why? And I'm going to tell you why. Because I was abnormally skinny, and they would have looked ridiculous on me. That's why. But like,
you were abnormally skinny?
Yeah, I was like very like thin. Like,
when did you fill out?
I started working out my mid, early 20s. And I really trained really hard. And as my metabolism started to slow down a little bit, I was able to gain weight.
I would love to see your senior picture.
Goofy.
No way.
No, not terrible. Junior year or sophomore year.
You were just so skinny.
Super skinny. Big,
really?
Big hair, like mop of hair. Like that.
Oh my God, I would love to see these pictures.
Glasses.
Wait, it's gotta be on the Heritage, like that oracle.
Glasses with a
where did you go
mahogany rose tint.
Oh.
Like the frame, they were like silver thin frame.
Did you get any of those right
with
now?
No thing on the bottom.
Oh, those are back.
They're back.
They're
right,
back.
Right. And on top of it, braces with terrible gums. Terrible gums. Like.
How old were you and had braces?
Fifth, sixth grade.
Okay.
It took a while for me to grow out of my awkward stage. I like went.
His mom's gotta have that photo.
His mom probably has every photo.
My aunt Eleanor actually found the photo and put it somewhere, and it was. Whatever. I feel pretty confident.
That's myself, awesome.
That I don't mind that people see it now, but I had a rough. I had a lot of. I think when I figured it out, like how, you know, worked out, got into contacts, lost my braces, and started looking good and stuff, and like I had a lot to prove. I felt like in my 20s.
Still do.
And
no, not you. I meant for me. Like I'm still trying to prove myself.
No, I refined my. You know.
So did you go college? Like you went through college being like skinny, like that, or like for, you probably figured it out in college. Like, did you start working out in college?
You don't. Not really. No.
No. Okay.
Not until right after I graduated from college, and one of my biggest regrets in life was all that free time in college that I didn't fucking work out. I drank and I hung out and I studied. I was a good student. I was actually a pretty good student. But I feel like I wasted all those years that, like, I had all that free time.
Yeah.
It, you know, and I could have done, you know, some, a lot better damage than the quality of the damage that
so
I was
this
doing.
So this is advice to the Gloucester High School graduating class of 2016.
Work out
while you're in college.
Work out.
I get a lot of advice. You know, I wish I could have a class for
dude, I loved your advice you gave to BJ. The all the guys gave advice to BJ when he was visiting his college.
What in particular did I say?
It was talking about when he was asking about like what to do about chicks and stuff, and you guys were just like, dude, just don't be like, ooh, hi. Like I thought that that kind of information and treat her right, like that information was fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Like it amazes me that sometimes like I think for some reason when you guys get into this conversation about stuff and you're like, oh, chicks, man, like you go, like I'm expecting you guys to just go.
Lowest common denominator?
Kind of. Like, you know, I would say
guys,
what I'm used to for this hometown. You know, and then you guys surprise me by like, hey, don't be like this. Don't do that. Yes.
No. Here's the thing. Like a lot of young people, they have, I feel like they almost have to figure it out for themselves. But if you can save them from this, like, you're not like playing games with women or guys, women playing games with guys. You think that you won the fucking battle by tricking the guy or manipulating him to do something, but the guy or the girl only resents you, and it just is destructive.
Right.
Right. You know what I mean? If you can be honest and open and caring, if you just do the right things.
Yep.
Then you really, you know. You feel good about it, but I feel like young. See, I think this is what I think about young girls, and maybe it's different than when I grew up. If you were really nice to a young girl, and maybe it's because I was geeky at the time, and I don't know. I'll grant you that. But I feel like especially in Massachusetts as opposed to like other parts of the country, if you're nice to women in Massachusetts right off the bat, their thought process is, why is he being so nice to me? Why is he being so nice to me? He must have nothing else going on in his life. He's not worthy of my fucking time, so fuck him. I'm blowing him off. Mm. The guy that's like standoffish, doesn't call her back right away,
and I think that's human nature. Presents
a challenge. It's like, oh wow, he's got a lot going on in his life. He's worthy of me because he's got so much going on. He's not like desperate to talk to me. He's not like, and everything else.
Okay.
Like, yes, sir.
Can I weigh in?
Yeah,
I'm going to weigh in
yes.
on this right now.
Yeah.
And then I'll
okay.
go
in.
I'm going to weigh in.
I am going
to
weigh in.
I just have to say, this is, you know,
yes.
when back then.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's a long time ago.
No, I totally get it. Because I think at certain ages and certain stages in women's life, I think that that's what it is. And when women are younger and they're in their teens to 20s, they want more of, like you said, like, not like you said, but what you're describing is almost like the quote unquote bad boy. And that's, so when you're looking at someone, I have clearly have turned down people, and when I was a teenager, whatever, saying they're too nice. They're too nice for me. They're too nice for me. And then I would look for, like, then I would look for, like, the quality challenge. Of a little bit. Yeah, a challenge. Exactly.
A challenge.
Now that I'm older and I'm coming across, like, super fucking sweetest, nicest guys you will ever meet in my life, it's way different. I don't want the bad boy anymore. So it's, I think it's with age, but I do understand what you're saying. And I do understand that the, yeah.
What's your angle? Like.
Yeah,
I remember. So the thing is, like, I noticed when I was younger, when someone was super nice and like, "What's your angle? What do you want from me?" Like that kind of thing.
Why are you talking to me?
Like, exactly.
Why are you talking to me?
Like, and it wasn't necessarily like, "Oh, they have nothing else better to do." It's like, seriously, what do you want from me? And clearly, you know, I fell into the trap a few times, and as I continued to learn my lessons, you know, when someone would talk or they would. Or when they would be too nice to me, I'd be like, oh my God, they're super nice. Like, you get infatuated with them, and they're just being general. And then as I'm older, it's like, yeah, okay. Like, what do we want here? Like, we both want something. Like, you're going to be nice to me. I'm going to be nice to you. Let's be cool about this. Then there are other people where you're just like, oh, they're a challenge. I could fix them. I could change them. You can't. You can't change people. Just don't. Don't do it. Like, that kind of advice, I feel like there needs to be something in school, like high school, that talks about life lessons. None of this fucking algebra bullshit. None of this shit that, like, in college, you're not going to learn. You know, learn how to treat your body correctly. Learn how to lift things correctly. Learn how to do this. Learn how to figure out, like, wills and how properties work and property taxes and stuff.
How to write a check? How to sign your name in cursive since they don't have cursive anymore?
Because face reality, a lot of the people in my grade now are having to move back home because their parents are getting sick. I wasn't prepared for that. I was planning on being out west for the rest of my life, for the most part, like having to come home and have to deal with reality that your parents are getting older and they're getting sicker and you have, like, more responsibilities. It's like, I was never prepared for that. They didn't teach me that in college. They didn't teach me that in high school. Also, like, body functions. You know, you can throw your back out by taking a hard shit.
Seriously.
That cost me $8,000. I will tell everybody. It's not because I played softball. It's not because I had rough sex. I didn't use my body properly, and I sneezed, and there it was. There, my back went out.
You know what I noticed? The young kids. I noticed that there's a lot of young guys that are genuine friends with a bunch of young girls, and I don't think that they're trying to sleep with them.
Wait, like, what ages are we talking?
What are we talking
about? I think I'm talking about, like, 20. The kids in their 20s right now.
Kids in their 20s that are genuinely friends with other...
I think there's, like, there's this group of young... A lot of them play the softball, right? I mean, dodgeball.
Okay.
You see that? There's a huge group of the kids, and they're all hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
The guys and the girls. And the guys aren't, like, constantly trying to screw the girls.
Right, because they're friends. Right. Yeah. Right.
That wasn't like the way it was when I got out.
Oh, it wasn't? I think nowadays...
In the 80s, like, you were just like, you hung out with your guy friends and like...
But I also feel like the generation, like our generation, like Alicia and my age, like the guys there are kind of still like skittish about being friends with females. It's like, dude, I don't want to sleep with you. It's cool.
So it's the 30s and then it's the 30s it's like and then the 20s. Thing. They're all like, we're just friends. We're all just friends.
Yeah, we all in the sandbox together.
Yeah, so it's definitely in the 20s.
And I wonder if it's a financial thing that, like, it's so fucking daunting to get married and just try to buy a house and pay insurance and have a family nowadays that it's just like, fuck it, none of us are getting married. We're all just gonna fucking hang out in our mother's house, parents' house, because we can, like, literally, it's impossible. Because, like, I can't pay $18,000 a year in fucking taxes, and I they all, like, super value their free time, so they're not gonna work three jobs like a lot of us.
Right.
So they're like, oh, I'm working 40 hours. I'm still gonna live with my parents. And I'm going to have the best lifestyle because I have all this free time. I get the weekends off. I'm going to go hang out with my buddies. We're going to take unbelievable trips and vacations and everything because I have all this disposable income because I'm not married and I don't have kids.
I got a hint for you 20-year-olds that think that way. That's not true either. I live with my mother and I don't have disposable income. I'm like, shit, peanut butter and jelly sandwich at school. That's what I mean. Because I got bills. I got fucking shit up to yin yang, man.
Don't pay.
Alright, we're at why is it every time Joey's here we go the longest we've ever gone?
Because we get heated discussions, and I think these discussions are important. Like, I really do.
Are you saying that Joey adds value to Alicia?
Sometimes, like, I feel like the beginning, it's like this. He gets gross and he calls, like, he says the word dyking out, like, at least once or twice. Then he always accuses me of being, like, a lesbian, even though, you know.
Did I accuse you of that?
Yeah, you did, when I talked about female strippers. But anyway,
if you say that you would rather see a female stripper than a guy.
I would rather see a female stripper. And listen, when the man that I decide to date wants to go to a strip club, I'm going to buy him the best fucking lap dance he ever wants. You know? Because I'm real. No, just kidding. Nah, I'll probably be broke. I'll probably borrow money from him to do it. But at some point. I'm just kidding. I make a lot of money.
Listen, you get the right guy. You're doing the right thing. You don't need to go to a strip job.
No. That's sometimes awesome. It's fun. Well, see, I come from a fast life, Joey. I need a little excitement in my life. Just hanging out on a boat may not do it for me. Yeah, well, you know, that's a mistake. That's why I'll go back to my rules about what ages I date or whatever. Or how many alcohol drinks you have in a date.
Listening right now.
No, I'm saying if you go over a certain limit in drinks, I'm going to
live. I'm out.
I'm out. Mom. I'm like, yeah, I'm not working with that. You call me
tomorrow.
I'm
take care of business by myself.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, click the mouse.
Do some DJing.
You know? Oh my God, I can't do this.
Anyway, going back to
it's a public service announcement. Yeah. Don't take too much that you can't take care of business, or she'll take care of herself.
Right.
Hello?
And then you're going to be embarrassed in the morning. Because I'm going to tell everyone about it without you knowing.
Widget.
Right? But I feel like this is what happens with Joey. He goes up, and then we go to this plateau, and we get into, like, real conversations, like, life lessons right there. We just gave, like, classic 2016.
And then you go at the apex and you go down the roller coaster.
Come on, you love us.
Nice. Do we have a closer?
We can.
Oh my God.
Where are we at? What time? How much time we got?
We're at 1 hour and 8 minutes.
Ooh. And that said it was 1 hour and 20.
We totally pee. Where's the
bathroom? It's right there.
Right, thanks.
Go to the left.
That seriously, can that be your closer?
Do you want that or do you want that?
Which one?
That one that we did.
Well, I didn't do. Okay. But you know, for all of our friends that went to Beyonce, I feel like our opener and closer should be Beyonce.
Oh, Bay Day, go to the Bay Day.
Feel like we should just. I feel like Beyonce has been the anthem lately. I feel like that's what needs to happen.
All right. Well, you know, just keep talking for a second.
All right. Well, I don't know.
A long video. What can I say? You didn't prepare me for this. You were like, "Come over. Joey's on his way." And I wasn't prepared for this.
I still have spinach chip to make.
Oh my God.
And
he got me in so much trouble.
Oh, here we go. Alicia Unleashed, number 27, bitches. We love you.
We love you.
To the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box to the left. In the closet. That's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it. Please don't cut. And keep talking and miss, that's fine. Put you up and try. bring that back. So remove your bags, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'm never ever.